It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Love going to Christmas craft fairs and buying ever more Christmas things. And just can't help myself.
Has the collection stopped now? There's so many things around the house. Have you stopped buying?
No, because what's on the table was only bought a few months ago at the antique fair at Strathalbyn, when I promised myself I wouldn't buy any more.
Is the holly that will be on your own front door.
We buy those great big plastic boxes, and it's all stored very carefully in there, and we have a little cottage that we keep it all stored in there in one room, and it fills the room.
Have you counted how many pieces you've got?
No, but I think your little boy told me I had 50 Santas, so we'll have to trust that one. And
I thought he said 100.
Well, that could be true, I don't know.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell swing, and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up.
Part of the joy of Christmas for you is also having your boys home. Can you tell me about them and what they get out of seeing these decorations?
Well, they're both severely disabled. Daniel, our youngest, especially loves Christmas, and he gets very excited, and when people come, he loves to try and show them everything. We love his excitement, you know, so Craig not so much, but Danny loves Christmas, so that's one thing. And any small children that want to come and have a look, we love to have them here because we will never be grandparents, and I think, you know, we just love to have little children to come and have a look at it and get some joy out of it.
Will you ever stop buying, though?
Yes. I must. But then I see a spare spot and I think, oh, well, I could put something there.
Santa came down the chimney, mm-hmm. 3:30, y'all. Mm. And he left all them good presents for my baby. I said, Merry Christmas, baby.
Dave, think back to when the first piece of Christmas decorations came into the house. Did you ever think it would end up looking like this?
No, I didn't, but Denise caught the disease. And from then on, it's been a case of, there's an empty space. What are we going to do with that? And I don't believe her when she says she's going to stop buying or stop doing. I think this is going to be an ongoing thing. It's a family thing, and we love seeing the youngsters coming in and enjoying themselves.
Tell me what your boys think when they come home at Christmas and they see all of these decorations. Does that just make them light up?
Oh yeah, it certainly does. If Craig finds a present under the tree or whatever and it's closed, he'll chuck them on the floor and forget about it. But if it's a DVD of Rod Stewart, that's a bit different. Daniel just loves the whole Christmas thing. Both being severely disabled, in their late 30s, but they thoroughly enjoy it and look at the changes, and Daniel will push his wheelchair around and show people what's new, and they get a lot out of it, and that gives us a lot of love back.
I said, Mary.